When someone is introduced as an Afghanistan expert, I tend to take exception, because I reckon nobody can be an expert on Afghanistan. I prefer using Afghanologist instead. We have a galaxy of Afghanologists on a social media group, vibrant, wise, and opinionated, with ideas. However, discussion is generally under perpetual lament, as I characterize their incessant blame game and criticism of Pakistan's Afghan policy. So, frustrated, last week I threw a challenge. Given the TTP demands of reversal of Fatah merger, enforcement of Sharia, their version, across Pakistan, release of TTP prisoners, return of TTP rank and file armed and in groups to their areas and payment of reparation by the state of Pakistan, what should be the way forward by Pakistan? As usual, after an uncomfortable silence and some meek prose, that was in fact an extension of the lament, one did not have a roadmap that one could suggest and recommend, and that lays bare the difficulty of constructivism in the face of perpetual lament and complaining. One particular Afghanologist who runs a think tank suggested to the state to forget and forgive and move forward, after much debate on what he said and meant. When the perils of such approach and its implications in encouraging terrorism for future were highlighted, there was no cogent and coherent response. That is the danger of criticism that comes in droves and is almost fashionable these days when Afghanologists discuss Pakistan's Afghan policy. They never tire of pointing out its shortcomings and failures. One finds it hard to swim against the tide, as criticism by far is the easiest thing to do. In one such think tank interaction, when I asked an ex-Afghan ambassador to Pakistan how Afghanistan would have dealt with the situation if the roles were reversed between both countries in early 2000s, taken aback by the suddenness of the question, his answer was mere good English prose with no substance. When you nail this cohort to forward actionable and doable recommendations, there is generally a clueless silence with some restating and regurgitating the known knowns. Not schooled enough in the art of operational analysis, most Afghanologists give in to the lament of the moment, mood of the day, or influenced by everyday mundane events. In one case, when pressed, the individual came up with breaking news about some meeting, like many, to substantiate his point, without benefiting from the constants and variables of Pak-Afghan bilateralism. Even a venerable Afghanologist from the Afghan side could offer no cogent and actionable recommendations for Pakistan to deal with the TTP, other than emotive rationale and highlighting the importance of good relations between the brotherly Muslim neighbors. A good analysis is based on known and reported facts that lead to good inferences, conclusions, and deductions. This process results in recommendations, offering multiple courses of action, sees OA